You know that old saying, right? Build a better mousetrap, and the world will beat a path to your door.
It's a classic. And in today's economy, it's also completely, painfully wrong.
Right, because today you can build the absolute best mousetrap there is. Laser-guided, solar-powered, the whole deal. But if your customers are too busy scrolling TikTok or drowning in their inbox...
They're not coming to your door. They don't even know you exist.
We're in the attention economy. The best product doesn't always win. The most present product wins.
Exactly.
So for today's deep dive, we're going to run a kind of simulation. We're taking a company that has, genuinely, built a better mousetrap, a hiring platform called Equip, and we're going to see if we can solve their biggest problem. Just being seen.
And just to be clear, our solution isn't going to be, you know, hiring some huge marketing agency or burning cash on a Super Bowl ad.
No. We're going to do it by plugging them into an industrial-grade content engine called AutoContent API. This is a deep dive into what happens when you combine a great product with what the docs call programmatic content infrastructure.
I love that phrase, infrastructure. It sounds so solid.
It is solid. We are talking about trying to dominate a market through sheer automated velocity.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. We've got the case studies, the API docs, the whole strategy. Let's see if we can turn a startup into a media empire.
Let's do it.
Okay. First things first, let's talk about our better mousetrap. Introduce us to Equip. What are they actually selling? Because looking at their site, it's way more than just a resume reader.
Oh, much more. Equip is an AI-native recruitment platform. Think of it like an applicant tracking system, or ATS, but kind of on steroids. It doesn't just collect resumes. It automates the screening.
And it does tests.
It does. It has proctoring for coding tests to stop cheating, which is a huge deal with ChatGPT now.
Mm-hmm.
It runs assessments for everything from, say, Python skills to communication and other soft skills.
So it's a very solid technical tool. But the pricing page... That's where I thought it gets really interesting. They don't do the usual SaaS subscription model.
Right. Most of their competitors charge you per seat. You know, you pay for every single recruiter on your team, whether they're hiring that month or not. Equip's model is $1 per candidate.
$1.
That's it. Flat, no subscription. The credits don't expire. It's incredibly disruptive.
It removes all the friction.
Yeah.
So you've got this great product, Equip. You have this disruptive pricing. But you're in an economy just defined by content saturation.
Right.
It doesn't matter how good your mousetrap is if no one knows it's there.
Which brings us to player number two in our simulation, AutoContent API, or ACA.
Now, I've seen a lot of AI writing tools. I mean, the Jasper clones, ChatGPT, all of it. ACA claims to be different. It calls itself a headless content factory. What does that even mean?
Well, think of ChatGPT as a chatbot. You talk to it, it talks back. It's a one-to-one thing. ACA is an API, an application programming interface. It's built for code to talk to it, not for a person to chat with it.
So you don't ask it to write a blog post. You hook a pipe up to it.
You got it. You feed it, say, 1,000 rows from a spreadsheet, and it spits back 1,000 unique videos. It's built for industrial scale.
Okay. So we have Equip, the product, and ACA, the engine. Our mission is to combine them. And the first hurdle is this concept called mental availability. I was reading the notes on this. Is this just a fancy MBA term for brand awareness?
It's actually a bit more nuanced, and the difference really matters here. Brand awareness just means I know you exist. If I ask you, have you heard of Coca-Cola? You say, yes, that's awareness.
Okay, simple enough.
Mental availability is different. It means when I'm thirsty and standing in a store, Coca-Cola is the first thing that pops into my head. It's about being easily retrieved from memory right at the moment you need it. It's about being the default.
I see. So for Equip, they don't just want recruiters to know the name Equip. They want it so that the second a recruiter thinks, ugh, I have to hire a Python developer, their brain immediately fires off that Equip neuron.
Precisely. And in today's world, that's brutal to achieve. Because that recruiter isn't just sitting at a desk reading industry magazines.
No.
They're on the train, listening to Spotify. They're scrolling through Instagram reels at lunch. They're checking financial news.
So if you want that mental availability, you have to intersect with their life at all those different points. You need to be in their ears, on their screen, in their inbox. You have to be, well, everywhere.
Which just sounds exhausting and incredibly expensive.
It is. Traditionally, it's prohibitively expensive. This is the production bottleneck. I mean, look at the numbers we pulled. To outsource one high-quality podcast episode, that can be anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
For one episode. Ouch.
Easily. And a single polished short-form video for, say, LinkedIn or TikTok, you're looking at $3,000 to $10,000.
So for a startup like Equip, Trying to do all this manually is just a fast track to bankruptcy. They have what you call trapped value. I see they have all these case studies and technical guides, but they can't afford to unlock it.
Unless they change the logic of production. And this is the whole idea behind the auto content API. They call it content transformation. You stop creating new things from scratch. You take the value you already have.
The stuff trapped in text.
Exactly. And you transform it into all these other formats.
Okay, let's get practical. Let's stop with the theory and start building this thing. Step one of our simulation, audio. Equip has this great success story about a company, Tribo Hotels. But let's be honest, who has time to read a PDF case study?
Almost nobody. But a lot of people have time to listen during their commute. So Equip takes that URL for the Tribo case study, and they just feed it into the auto content API, specifically the podcast endpoint.
Well, hold on. I've heard those AI readers before. It sounds like a GPS voice reading a textbook. Tribo Hotels increased efficiency by 20%. It puts me to sleep.
I agree. That would be terrible. But that's the old tech. The ACA documentation talks about multi-speaker dynamics. It doesn't just read the text. It uses an LLM, a large language model, to rewrite that case study as a script for two hosts.
Wait, like what we're doing right now?
Kind of like us, yeah.
Yeah.
It creates personalities. One host is maybe the skeptic, the other is the expert, they banter. And the voice synthesis has natural breath, pacing, real intonation.
So you could have a Success Stories podcast on Spotify that drops a new episode every week, fully generated from Equip's existing customer PDFs.
You could. And because it sounds conversational, people will actually listen. You've just turned a static, boring testimonial page into a 15-minute story.
It's wild. It's making the content bingeable. But there was another audio idea in the notes that I thought was even smarter because it wasn't for marketing. It was internal. The private podcast network.
Yes, this is brilliant for a company with a complex product like Equip. Think about their own sales team. They're selling a very technical product. They have to talk to CTOs about, you know, React.js assessments and data science proctoring.
And most salespeople aren't coding in React on the weekends. They might not know all the little details.
Right, but Equip has all the answers. They have a resource center full of technical docs. How to interpret a Python score? What is a MongoDB query? They can feed all of those docs into the API and generate a private sales training podcast feed.
So while the sales rep is driving to a client meeting, they can listen to a 10-minute deep dive on the specific feature they're about to pitch.
And it's generated straight from the company's own official manuals. It turns homework into passive listening. It's a huge productivity boost.
Okay, so we've conquered the ears. We've got public success stories and private training. Now let's talk about the eyes. Let's talk about Google.
The holy grail, SEO.
Specifically, the notes mention programmatic SEO. Now I know SEO is about ranking for keywords, but what makes it programmatic?
Programmatic SEO, or PSEO, is all about scale. Traditional SEO is writing one really good article on, say, hiring tips. Mm-hmm. Programmatic SEO is creating 5,000 landing pages to capture every possible variation of a search.
Give me an example for Equip. How would that work?
Okay, so look at their skills encyclopedia. They have tests for thousands of skills. Python, Java, Excel, Google Ads. You name it. They want to rank for best Python tests, sure, but they also want to rank for higher Excel expert or aptitude test for grads.
Right, but here's the problem. If I just generate 5,000 pages that all basically say the same thing, we have a test for, you know, insert skill here. Isn't Google just going to crush me for that?
Oh, absolutely, they will. That's the classic thin content penalty.
Right.
Google's algorithms, they're smart. They see thousands of pages that look, I don't know, 99% identical, and they just classify it as spam. You get de-indexed.
So you need unique content for every single page. But you can't hire a writer to create 5,000 unique descriptions. The cost would be insane.
This is where ACA comes in. And it's not just about text. It's about multimedia.
You mean adding video to the pages?
Exactly. Equip could use the Video Create Shorts endpoint. For every single one of those skill pages, the API can generate a unique 60-second vertical video.
Wait, hang on. A unique video for every skill?
Yes. It takes the specific data for the Python test, like what it covers, syntax, libraries, debugging, and it generates a video with an AI avatar explaining what the Python test covers. Then it does a totally different one for Excel, talking about VLOOKUPs and pivot tables.
Okay, I want to drill down on the economics of this, because video is, you know, famously expensive. You said a human-made video is thousands of dollars.
For manual production, yes. But looking at the ACA pricing, a video like that costs about 400 credits, on their business plan, that's roughly €4.
€4.
Compared to, say, $500 for a freelance video editor.
That completely changes the math. As a quip, I can't pay a human to make a video for, I don't know, COBOL programming. Maybe only 10 people a month search for that.
The ROI just isn't there for a human.
But for €4.
For €4, you can afford to cover the entire long tail. You can create high-quality video for the tiniest, most specific niches. And here is why that matters so much for Google. Dwell time.
Dwell time. Unpack that for us.
It's a metric Google watches very closely. When a user clicks your link from the search results, do they hit the back button right away, or do they stay? If you have a video on the page, people stop and watch it. They stick around.
And Google sees that sticky behavior and thinks, ah, this page must be high quality.
Bingo. The source we looked at said pages with video are 53 times more likely to get to page one of Google. So Equip can just flood the zone. Thousands of pages, each with unique multimedia, costing pennies. They're providing real, rich content for every niche imaginable.
It's aggressive, but it's still, I mean, it's marketing collateral, it's sales material. To really dominate, don't you have to become a thought leader? You need to be the authority on hiring itself, not just the tool.
That is the next level up. And frankly, that's where most AI falls apart. AI is great at summarizing what already exists, but it's terrible at having an original thought or knowing what happened, you know, this morning.
Because the training data is old. ChatGPT doesn't know today's news.
Right. But ACA has an endpoint called deep research. This is what some people call agentic AI. It doesn't just write, it acts. It has its own browser.
It can surf the live web.
It can. So imagine this workflow. Equip sets up a trigger, scan for new reports on campus hiring trends for 2026. The API wakes up, it goes to the Financial Times, it checks SEC filings, it looks at university data sites.
So it's basically doing the grunt work of a junior researcher.
It gathers the facts, it cites its sources, which is crucial so it doesn't make things up, and it synthesizes a briefing. Then it passes that finished text to the audio generator.
So you could automatically create a Monday morning hiring briefing for HR directors that's based on news that actually happened that week.
Exactly. You become the news source, and you can take it even further with what the strategy guide called the CEO paradox.
Which is what?
Well, everyone wants to hear from the CEO, right? The founder's perspective. But the CEO is the busiest person in the company. They have no time to record podcasts or write long posts.
So you use voice cloning.
You use voice cloning? The CEO of Quip goes into a studio one time, records for 10 minutes to capture their voice. Then you just hook that voice model into the deep research workflow.
So the CEO is technically narrating the daily market update.
Without ever having to open their mouth again.
You know, that is slightly terrifying.
It is a little sci-fi, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But from a business perspective, it's incredibly efficient. It creates a personal connection at scale. It feels like you're hearing directly from the founder every day.
It definitely blurs the line. But let's zoom out. Literally, look at the world map. Equip is a global platform. Code is code, whether you're in Bangalore or Berlin. But language is a huge barrier.
A massive barrier. Usually, if you want to sell in Germany, you need a German country manager, a German copywriter, a German voice actor. It's so slow and expensive.
And ACA handles translation.
It does more than that. It does resynthesis. It supports over 50 languages. So Equip can take that best practices for proctoring video and instantly generate new versions in Spanish, German, Hindi, and Japanese.
And it's not just putting subtitles on it.
No, it's a full audio dub. It changes the voice track to a native-sounding speaker.
That's an instant multiplier on their total addressable market.
Overnight. You are cloning your best marketing content into every major language. It's like automated global expansion.
Yeah.
You don't need to hire a local team to test a new market anymore. You just run the API. If the German content gets traction, then you hire a team.
That's a game changer. The sales material has to be local, even if the product is global.
Precisely. And speaking of being relevant in the moment, there was one last strategy I loved, newsjacking.
Newsjacking. Using breaking news to grab attention.
Right. So ACA can integrate with social listening tools that scrape sites like X and Reddit. It can detect trending topics. So let's say a huge debate blows up on the recruiting subreddit. The topic is AI is creating bias in hiring.
Which is a massive hot button issue. People get very passionate about that, and for good reason.
They do. So the API detects this trend is spiking. It uses deep research to understand the context. What specifically are people angry about? Then it automatically generates a video script explaining how Equip's own anti-bias features work, addressing the specific points from the Reddit thread.
and it posts the video while the conversation is still happening.
That's the key. Speed is the feature. By the time a traditional marketing team has scheduled a meeting to discuss the bias issue, Equip has already published a video, a podcast, and a blog post. They own the narrative because they were first.
It really is an industrial engine, just churning out relevance.
Huh.
But let's ground this in reality for a second. Let's talk money. How do the business models of these two companies actually line up?
This is why I think this hypothetical partnership is so perfect. They have the same DNA. Equip disrupts the hiring market with a low-friction model.
Mm-hmm.
$1 per candidate, no expiring credits. It's flexible.
And ACA has a similar vibe.
It does. Their plans start at like 24 euros a month. It's a credit model, so you scale up and down, have a big launch, buy more credits, quiet month, you don't.
So neither one is asking for a $50,000 annual contract just to get in the door.
Exactly. It's high efficiency, low overhead logic, all the way down. Equip automates the hiring grunt work, the screening, the proctoring. ACA automates the marketing grunt work, the audio recording, the video editing.
It's that long tail ROI again, isn't it?
Yeah.
If a podcast episode costs you pennies to make, you could afford to create content for those tiny niches that big competitors just ignore.
That is the whole key. A big competitor might only make content for software engineering because it's a huge keyword, but Equip with ACA can make content for hiring Ruby on Rails developers in Eastern Europe. The audience is small, but their intent is incredibly high. And because production cost is near zero, the ROI is positive, even if only one company signs up from it.
It changes the entire math of marketing. You don't need one viral hit. You need 1,000 micro hits.
You just flood the ecosystem. And in a world of content saturation, that kind of high quality volume, that's a moat.
So let's just recap what we've built here. We took Equip, a really solid AI native hiring platform. We plugged it into the Auto Content API. And suddenly, this lean startup has the media presence of a massive corporation.
We move from manual creation, one person making one thing, to automated transformation. We took text that was just collecting dust and turned it into podcasts, videos, social clips in 50 languages. We turned the CEO into a daily broadcaster and the blog into a real-time newsroom.
And the best part is, Equip gets to focus on what they're actually good at, building better assessments, while the software just handles the storytelling.
That's the ultimate promise of this API-first economy. You build the core value. The API handles the distribution.
It is impressive, but it leaves me with a thought that's a little, well, it's making my head spin a bit.
Come on.
So wait, let me get this straight. We're talking about Equip using AI to automate the assessment of human talent.
Right.
And then they're using another AI, Auto Content API, to automate the creation of human-sounding content to sell the first AI.
I see where you're going with this.
If the hiring is automated and the content explaining the hiring is automated, are we moving toward a business world where the only manual job left for us humans is just connecting the APIs together?
It's a valid question. I think the manual work just shifts. It moves from doing the thing
to designing the system that does the thing.
Exactly. The creativity isn't in writing the script anymore. It's in imagining the workflow that writes 10,000 scripts. The architect is still human, even if the bricklayers are robots.
That is a lot to chew on. Listeners, I want you to look at your own computer today. Look at those folders full of PDFs, those old presentations, those databases, all that trapped value. And just ask yourself, what would happen if you could set it free? Thanks for diving deep with us.
Always a pleasure.